About 20 adults, aged 23 to 71, participated in the talent show. When I asked Artworks co-founder Mary Paulin how I should refer to them, she said she always calls them artists.
Our developmentally disabled adults have a culture of their own. They have their own sense of humor. Their friendships, their music, and their artwork is very, very unique. And it's because it is a different culture. They never had a formal education, but there's a lot that they have to tell you about their lives, and they can't speak to you verbally, but they can do it through art and music. It's a very profound system, but it does work.
Her inspiration to use art to bridge the communication gap with the developmentally disabled began about 30 years ago. Mary first established a program called Art a la Carte, in which she drove a van filled with artwork on loan from the University of Arizona's museum to visit different special education classes across the city.
Well, I became interested in children to begin with, but then I realized that the most underserved population in our culture are the developmentally disabled adults, because after the age of 21, there was really nothing for them like this.
Today, Artworks provides all-day classes Monday through Friday. Although it has traditionally been focused on arts and crafts, the addition of new director Yumi Shirai last March has added performing arts to the mix.
Performing art helps to create sense of community, supporting each other, and create different environment for learning for them. So not just only sitting individually on the chair as an artist, but a part of the group member who support to each other's artistic expressions. That's I think it's important to have the creative art and performing art together.
I asked Yumi, who has had previous experience working with the developmentally disabled, to explain why she wanted to join the staff at Artworks.
As a student, coming from Japan to settle in Tucson as a dancer, when I tried to fit in the community, they created my community to fit in. So I feel like I want to share my expertise and my talent with them, and they still support me as a community. And I'm very grateful for that.
I also got a chance to meet one Artworks artist who plays a special part in developing that sense of community.
My name's Jen. I go to Artworks every Monday.
Do you do a newsletter for the group? Is that right?
Yeah, I do my newsletter.
What kind of things do you write about in the newsletter?
Doesn't the people does at home and stuff.
Yeah? You let everybody know what's going on, huh?
Yes.
What's going on at Artworks is a lot of creativity and self-expression from a group of adults whose talents could have easily been overlooked. I'm Mark McLemore, Arizona Public Media.